Brought a prop tonight. Some of you may know what that is and some not. But I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about gardening. I know you may be wondering, what does that have to do with a Devo or a worship service? But there are some things about gardening that might relate to what a child of God needs to be like. So I chose gardening. I've been associated with gardening all my life, all my walking life. And I think, except for the first 15 years, I enjoyed it. Those first 15 years, I associated it mostly with forced child labor. But gardening was a way of life for us. It was the way a lot of folks produced their food and the things that they needed to survive. So it was just a normal thing to do. So the thing I'd like to talk tonight about is a good gardener. I'm not there yet, but that's something that we all strive to work for. Now, my grandmother, Granny Garner, she was a good gardener. But one thing that I noticed when I was growing up, that every time she went to the garden, she took her gooseneck hoe. Some of you know what a gooseneck hoe is. So that little hook on there, I think some of the children had a battle with a goose, but they are not too long ago. But that's one a common way that a goose will attack you. So a gooseneck hoe or a hoe is the preferred weapon of choice if you're trying to get the weeds out of your garden. And a good gardener will always keep the weeds out of their garden. And so they always carry their hoe with them. But the other thing that they do is that their hoe is always sharp. Don't look too close at this one. I just grabbed it quickly, and it is not sharp. But it helps to remove the weeds. It helps. You don't have to work as hard if you have a sharp hoe. And it's also something that will help you keep your garden clean, keep things the way it should be. So removing weeds are very important. And Granny always had hers with her, even though she was going to pick a tomato for lunch or a cucumber or something like that. She had her hoe with her, and that she was ready to use on those weeds. She didn't have the attitude that a good gardener would not have an attitude that if they saw a weed, they would say, well, I'll get it tomorrow. A good gardener would try to take care of it then. So that's why they'd always have their hoe with them. And the other thing that they had to do is try to get them when they're small. If you let these weeds grow and get out of hand, that they will just take over. And a weed is an unwanted plant. I've always been told if you have alfalfa in a cornfield, even though alfalfa is a good plant in the right place, it's wrong if it's in the cornfield. So you had to identify these weeds, had to be able to look at them and know which one is good and which one is bad. And it's hard to do. If you want to get these weeds when they're small, you have to be able to know the difference. And if they're small, many of them look exactly alike. A bean looks just like a morning glory. Johnson grass looks like corn. So there's many weeds, many things that you want rid of that you have to know the difference between them. And it takes experience many times to know the difference. And it's easy to hit the wrong one. I know Granny was a very subtle person, but when I'd be helping her, she might say, well, you missed one. She didn't have to do a long lecture, that she would just tell me, you missed one. She'd also might hear from her, well, there's a bean that'll never see the dinner table. So I hit the wrong one. So I've misidentified, didn't do a good job. So being able to ID or identify these weeds or know them, and get them young and be able to know which is which is very important in this, to be this good gardener. You don't want to let them get established. So we have to keep that in mind too. The other thing that happens in a garden, if you keep your weeds out, control them, that as the plants get bigger, that they grow and they provide shade for the ground that's underneath the corn or the beans. And this shade helps control the weeds. And the plants that grow there, it also controls the moisture. And so by the plants being together, it creates an environment where the good gardener gets the plants growing and cleaned out from the weeds, and then they kind of take over on their own. They are able to take care of the weeds and the other things. But another thing that goes on that you see, that these plants that are out there together, they're standing together, and when the winds come along, the harsh winds that might be blowing, that they blow against each other. They support each other, and they provide the strength that they may need to survive these harsh things. But there's always an outside row. I've never found a garden yet that didn't have an outside row. There's going to be a place where these plants don't have the support, that don't have the companionship of another plant that will help shade the ground, that will help do things like this. So the good gardener has to spend more time on these outside rows. There's many times when the wind will blow over those plants and make it where the gardener has to come along and stand the corn back up. I've had to do that many times. And that you have to work harder to control the weeds. But the thing that I've noticed, that these outside rows, if they're properly cared for, will be more productive. They do have a lot going for them. They get a little more sunshine. But the crops that are produced in those outside rows is greater. So these are a few little things about gardening. So what does that have to do with a worship service? Well, what I'd like to tie that together to is a child of God. What does these points that we're talking about in a garden have to do with us as Christians or a child of God? If you think about it, that a purpose of gardening is to be productive, to produce fruit and vegetables. Well, a child of God has the same thing. We are told that we should be productive, that we should go and teach, that we should do things that produces efforts or things that we want to for God to be pleased with us. If you turn in your Bible to Ephesians 6:13. I brought the hoe up here as an example. If you remember that, or if you read it, it talks about the putting on a full armor, and there's many different aspects that it talks about. It says the whole armor of God. It talks about a breastplate of righteousness, shod the feet, which is a gospel of peace. A shield of faith, a helmet of salvation, and the thing that relates to the whole is a sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That is the thing that we need to protect ourselves, just like the good gardener will have this hoe to take care of the weeds of that may be coming their way. So this is something that we have to have, that we have to know what the sword of the Spirit is, know how to use it, know what the Word of God is. Now, we all have our Bibles, but have we ingested what's in it? That it needs to be an active thing. We need to be able to use that. Just like this hoe, if you have this hoe in the garden, in the shed, it's not going to take care of those weeds that may be out there in the garden. So it's something you have to have with you. Now, I'm not saying that you need to carry your Bible everywhere you go. There's nothing wrong with that if that's what you wish to do. But what it's saying, you need to have it with you, either in your head, your heart, whichever way you want to look at it. So the other thing that we're talking about, we mentioned that we need to be able to identify the weeds. Turn over to Galatians 5. Galatians 5:19 talks about the works of the flesh. And there's 17 things there on that list that we need to be able to identify, that we need to be able to know what they mean. We need to be able to sort them out. And many of those things in today's world, we're told, well, they're okay. We can have some of these things that are the works of the flesh, but we can also have the fruit of the Spirit. Well, they don't go together. It's just like weeds and your beans. You don't want them together. They don't work good. They compete with one another. The weeds make things less productive. So if we want to be productive, we have to be able to identify the weeds, just like we said before. And so we need to be able to use the sword of the Spirit of the Bible to help us identify, to help us to know what is right and what is wrong. So these things that we see, it's things that we have to work on and work continuously. Just like the garden, you can't just let it go. You have to continue to stay with it. Well, I mentioned about the rows where they support each other. Well, this is, if I look at that, I think of a fellowship. I think that when we come together like tonight, that we are supporting one another. We are here to learn. We're here to grow. We're here to help each other, just like the winds that blow the stalks over, things like that. We have to be able to be willing to do for each other, to love one another and grow together. And that outside row, what does that mean? Well, we all live or move in and out of places. We don't all get to stay here constantly where we're with people of like mind, that we're here continuously. We go to our jobs. We have to have strength. But that's where we strengthen one another. Just like the good gardener goes out and looks at those outside rows. We all have to be that way, and we see people that may be having hardships, that may need a little help along the way. So we have to know each other and be willing to do that for each other. The other thing that I mentioned about this hoe, that when I noticed Granny, when she'd get older, she'd always have that hoe, but if she was picking up a tomato or cucumber or something like that, she would use it to help her get up. That's the same thing for us. We equated this hoe with the Word of God, that if we get down, if we need help, we can get back up by putting the Word of God in effect. So tonight, we always open up the evening for of the devotional. If there's anyone who needs help, needs to put on Christ, needs to talk to someone, has a problem they need to share with someone, be sure and come forward as we stand and sing.